Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinla. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinla. So reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 16, beginning with text number 239. Antare nishtakar bahe loka vyahar archit achirat krishna tomar pabe uhudhar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful. But externally, you may behave like an ordinary man. Thus, Krishna will soon be very pleased and deliver you from the clutches of Maya. Vrindavana dikiyabe asibhani chale nila chale tabetume ama pasha asihakona chale. You may see me at Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, when I return after visiting Vrindavan. By that time, you can think of some trick to escape. Se chala se kale Krishna's purabhe tomare Krishna kripa yanre tare ke rakite pare. What kind of means you will have to use at the time will be revealed by Krishna. It is, if one has Krishna's mercy, no one can check him. Purport. Although Srila Raghunath Das was very anxious to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord advised him to wait for the mercy of Lord Krishna. He recommended that Raghunath Das keep his Krishna consciousness firmly fixed in his heart, while externally behaving like an ordinary man. This is a trick for everyone advanced in Krishna consciousness. One can live in society like an ordinary human being. But at the same time, one's own business should be to satisfy Krishna and spread his glories. A Krishna conscious person should not be absorbed in material things, for his only business is devotional service of the Lord. If one is engaged in this way, Krishna will certainly bestow his mercy. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Raghunath Das, Yata Yoga Vishabunja Anasaktahana. The same is repeated, Antare Nishtakara Bahi Loka Vyahara. This means that one must have no desire within his heart other than to serve Krishna. On the basis of such conviction, one can cultivate Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-200. Lokiki vadika vapi yakriya kriyatamune hari sevanukuleva sakaya bhaktam ichata. A devotee may act as an ordinary human being or as a strict follower of Vedic injunctions. In either case, he does everything favorable for the advancement of devotional service because he is in Krishna consciousness. Eka kahi mahu prabhu tanre vija adil. Ghari ase maha prabhura shikha ka acharil. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to Raghunath Das, who returned home and did exactly what the Lord told him. Bahe vairagya vatulta lata saka chadiya yata yoga kare kare anasaktahana. After returning home, Raghunath Das gave up all craziness and external pseudo renunciation and engaged in his household duties without attachment. Deki tanra pita mata bhada sukha pail tanra tanhar avaran kichu stita hail. When Raghunath Das's father and mother saw their son acting like a householder, they became very happy. Because of this, they slackened their guard. Purport. When Raghunath Das's father and mother saw that their son was no longer acting like a crazy fellow and was responsible for attending his duties, they became very happy. The 11 people, the 5 watchmen, the 4 personal servants, and the 2 brahmanas who were guarding him became less strict in their vigilance. When Raghunath Das actually took up his household duties, his parents reduced the number of guards. Ihad Prabhu Ekatra Karisab Bhaktagan Advaita Nityanandiyadi Yata Bhaktajan Sa Sabha Alingan Kalikahena Gosane Sabe Agya Deha Ami Nilacheyai. Meanwhile, at Shantipur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assembled his devotees, headed by Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu, embraced them all, and asked their permission to return to Jagannath Puri. Sabar Sahita Ihan Amar Hoila Milan Evasha Nidra Dikeha Na Karyagaman. Because he had met all of them at Shantipur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all the devotees not to go to Jagannath Puri that year. Dohan haite avashya ami vrindavanayam sabha agya deha ptabe nirvigne asim. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I shall certainly go to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri. If all of you give me permission, I shall return here without difficulty. Bhattaracharane dhari bahu vinaya karil Vrindavana yata tanra agyatai lail. Clasping the feet of his mother, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu humbly requested her permission. Thus she gave him leave to go to Vrindavan. Tapa navadvipe tanradila patana niladre chaliya sange bhakta ganalana. Srimati Shachi Devi was sent back to Navadvip, and the Lord and his devotees started for Jagannath Puri Niladri. Se sab luka pate karena sevan suke nila chal aila sachira nandal. The devotees who accompanied Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rendered all kinds of service on his way to Nilachal, Jagannath Puri. Thus, in great happiness, the Lord returned. Prabhu Asi Jagannath Darashana Kail Mahaprabhu Aila Grame Kohala Hail. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Jagannath Puri, he visited the temple of the Lord. News then spread all over the city that he has returned. Anandita bhaktagan asiya milila prema alingan prabhu saberakalila. All the devotees then came and met the Lord with great happiness. The Lord embraced each of them in great ecstatic love. Kashimisha Ramanan Pradumna Sarvabhoma Vanita Sikhiyadi Yata Bhakta Gana. Kashimisha Ramananda Roy Pradumna Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, Vaninath Roy, Shiki Mahiti, and all other devotees met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhara Pandasi Panditasi Prabhurel Milila Sabar Agrete Prabhu Kahite Lagila. Gadadhar Pandit also came and met the Lord. Then, before all the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to speak as follows. Vrindavana yab ami goda desha diya Dija matara gangara charana dekiya. It was my decision to go to Vrindavan through Bengal in order to see my mother and the river Ganges. Etamate kari kalun godare ragaman sahasreka sange haila nija bhaktagan. Thus I went to Bengal, but thousands of devotees began to follow me. Laksha laksha loka ase aise ko kautuka dekite Lokera sanghate pat napari chalite. Many hundreds and thousands of people came to see me out of curiosity. And due to such a large crowd, I could not travel very freely on the road. Yatarahi tahagar prachira haila chun. Yata netra pada tat. Indeed, the crowd was so large that the house and the boundary walls of the house where I stayed was destroyed. And wherever I looked, I could only see large crowds. Kasta shishye kari kelan rama keligram amar thani aila rup Sanatana Nam. With great difficulty, I went to the town of Ramakeli, where I met two brothers named Rup and Sanatan. Dvipai Bhaktaraj Krishna Kripa Patra Vyahare Raja Mantri Haya Radha Patra. These two brothers are great devotees and suitable recipients of Krishna's mercy. But in their ordinary dealings, they are government officials, ministers of the king. Vidya Bhakti Bude Bhare Bhare Parama Praveen. Tabu apana ke mane trin haitahin. Sri Rupa and Sanatana are very much experienced in education, devotional service, intelligence, and strength. Yet they think themselves inferior to straw in the street. Tanra daina dekeshuri pasana vidare amitushta hana tabe kahilu donhare utamahana hinakari manana apane apanare achire karibe krishna toma udhare. Indeed, the humility of these two brothers could even melt stone. Because I was very pleased with their behavior, I told them, although you are both very much exalted, you consider yourselves inferior. Because of this, Krishna will very soon deliver you. Purport. Such are the qualifications of a pure devotee. Materially, one may be very opulent, experienced, influential, and educated. But if one still thinks himself lower than the straw in the street, one attracts the attention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Lord Krishna. Although Maharaj Prataparuja was a king, he took up a broom to cleanse the road for Lord Jagannath's Ratha. Because of this humble service, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with the king. And for that reason, the Lord embraced him. According to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, a devotee should never be puffed up by material power. He should know that material power is a result of one's past good activities, karma, and is consequently transient. At any moment, all one's material opulences can be finished. Therefore, a devotee is never proud of such opulence. He is always humble and meek, considering himself lower than a piece of straw. Because of this, the devotees are eligible to return home back to Godhead. Itakahi amiyave vedaya tanradil gamanakare sanatana prahikle kahil yatra sange haila eka e loka laksha koti vrindavanayava e nahi praripati. After speaking to them in this way, I bade them farewell. As I was leaving, Sanatana told me, it is not appropriate to be followed by crowds of thousands when going to Vrindavan. Tabu ami shunilun matra nakulun avadan pratichala alinga karira nashala gram. Although I heard this, I did not pay any attention. In the morning, I went to the place known as Kanai Natashala. Ratikale mane ami vichara kalil sanatana mora kiba prahile kahil. At night, however, I considered what Sanatana had told me. Patalan kahil mora eta loka sange lok deki kahibe mora e ekadhange. I decided that Sanatana had spoken very well. I was certainly being followed by a large crowd, and when people would see so many men, they would surely rebuke me, saying, here is another imposter. Dange. Durla Durgama Se Nirjan Vrindavan Eka yaba kiba sange eka jan. I then began to consider that Vrindavan is a very solitary place. It is invincible and very difficult to attain. I therefore decided to go there alone, or at the utmost, with only one person. Madhavendra Puri Tata Gela Ekevishare Dugdha Dana Chale Krishna Saksha Dhila Tanre. Madhavendra Puri went to Vrindavan alone, and Krishna, on the pretext of giving him milk, granted him an audience. Bhadiya Bhaji Pati Chalingla Natatare Bahu Sange Vrindavana Gamana Nakare. I then understood that I was going to Vrindavan like a magician with his show. This was certainly not good. No one should go to Vrindavan with so many men. Ekayaiba kiba sange britta ekajan tave se shobai Vrindavaner gaman. I have therefore resolved to go alone, or at the utmost with one servant. In this way, my journey to Vrindavan will be beautiful. Vrindavan yab kahan eka kiki hana saina sange chalich yache dhaka bhajana. I thought, instead of going to Vrindavan alone, I'm going with soldiers and beating drums. Dik dik apane bale ha Ailina Astira Nirvita Hana Puna Ailanga Gangatira. I therefore said, fie upon me for being very much agitated. I returned to the banks of the Ganges. Bhaktagane Rakiya Aina Ninja Ninja Stane Ama Sange Aila Sabe Pancha Chai Jane. I then left all the devotees and brought only 5 or 6 persons with me. Nirvigne Ebe Kaiche Yabiya Vrindavane Sabamele Yukta Deha Hana Parasane. Now I wish that all of you be pleased with me and give me good consultation. Tell me how I shall be able to go to Vrindavan without impediments. Gadadare charigenu inho dukha paila sehetu Vrindavanaya te narela. I left Gadadhar Pandit here and he became very unhappy. For this reason, I could not go to Vrindavan. Tabe Gadadhar Pandita Prema Vistahana Prabhupada Dharika He Venaya Karira. Being encouraged by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar became absorbed in static love. Immediately clasping the feet of the Lord, he began to speak with humility. Here, Lord Chaitanya is addressed as Prabhupada. He's addressed as Prabhu, and then he's grabbing on his padadhari, holding on. Tumi yanha yaheta raha tanha Vrindavana tahan yamuna ganga sarva tirtha gana. Gadadhar Pandit said, wherever you stay is Vrindavana, as well as the river Yamuna, the river Ganges, and all other places of pilgrimage. Tabu Vrindavaya Yata Loka Shikhai Haite Seta Kariba Toba Ye Lai Chite. Although wherever you stay is Vrindavan, you still go to Vrindavan just to instruct people. Otherwise, You do whatever you think is best. Purport. It was not essential for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan. Forever he stayed was immediately converted to Vrindavan. There's some more light here. Indeed, at that place, there was also River Ganges, Bhagavatananda, and the River Yamuna, and all other places of pilgrimage. This was also expressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, where he danced at the Rath Yatra. At that time, his very mind was Vrindavan, Mora Man Vrindavan. Because his mind was Vrindavan, all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna were taking place within himself. Nonetheless, just to teach people, he visited Bhauma Vrindavan. Vrindavan Nam in this material world. In this way, the Lord instructed everyone to visit Vrindavan, which is a very holy place. Materialists consider Vrindavan Dham an unclean city because there are many monkeys and dogs there. And along the bank of Yamuna, there is refuse. Some time ago, a materialistic man asked me, why are you living in Vrindavan? Why have you selected such a dirty place to live after retiring? Such a person cannot understand that the earthly Vrindavan, Dham, is always a representation of the original Vrindavan Dham. Consequently, Vrindavan Dham is as worshipable as Lord Krishna. Arajyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayastad Dham Vrindavanam. According to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, Lord Sri Krishna and his abode, Vrindavan, are equally worshipable. Sometimes materialistic people who have no spiritual understanding go to Vrindavan as tourists. One who goes to Vrindavan with such materialistic vision cannot derive any spiritual benefit. If such a person is not convinced that Krishna and Vrindavan are identical, since they are identical, Vrindavan is as worshipable as Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vision, Moraman Vrindavan, is different from the vision of the ordinary materialistic person. At the Ratha Yatra festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, absorbed in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, dragged Lord Krishna back to Vrindavan Dham. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke of this in the verses beginning with Ahush Chate in Madhya Lila 13:136. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 10:84:13, it is said, Yasatma Buddhi Buddhi Kunape Chudatuke Swadhi Kala Treshi Boma Ijadi Yatirta Buddhi Salela Nakarhi Chit Janesha Bigeshu Saeva Gokaraha. Quote, a human being who identifies the body made of three elements with his self and considers the byproducts of his body to be his kinsmen and considers the land of birth as worshipable and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to take a bath rather than to meet the man of transcendental knowledge there is to be considered like an ass or a cow. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally renovated Vrindavan Dham and advised his chief disciples, Rupa and Sanatana, to develop it and open it to attract the spiritual vision of the general populace. At present, there are about 5,000 temples in Vrindavan. And still our society, the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, is constructing a huge, magnificent temple for the worship of Lord Krishna and Balaram, along with Radha Krishna and Guru Gauranga. Since there is no prominent Radha Krishna temple, but Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, we are attempting to construct one so that people will be attracted to Krishna and Balaram, or Nitai Gaura Chandra. Vadrindanandana ye sachi suta hoilo se. Narottam Das Thakur says that Balaram and the son of Maharaj Nanda have invented themselves as Gauranitai. To propagate this fundamental principle, we are establishing Krishna Balaram Temple to broadcast to the world that the worship of Gauranitai is the same as the worship of Krishna and Balaram. Although it is very difficult to enter into the Radha Krishna pastimes, what the most of the devotees of Vrindavan are attracted to Radha Krishna Leela. However, since Nitai Gaura Chandra are direct incarnations of Balaram and Krishna, we can be directly in touch with Lord Balaram and Krishna through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Those who are highly elevated in Krishna consciousness can enter into those pastimes of Radha Krishna through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combination of Radha and Krishna. Sometimes materialists, forgetting the pastimes of Radha and Krishna Balaram, go to Vrindavan and accept the lands, spiritual facilities, and engage in material activity. This is against the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Prakrita Sahajyas proclaim themselves Brajvasis or Thambasis, but they are mainly engaged in sense gratification. Thus, they become more and more implicated in the materialistic way of life. Those who are pure devotees in Krishna consciousness condemn their activities. The eternal Brajvasis like Sarup Namanar do not even come to Vrindavan now. Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Sri Haridas Thakur, Sri Vas Pandit, Sri Vananda Sen, Sri Ramananda Roy, Sri Sikhi Mahiti, Sri Mahadevi, and Sri Gadadhar Pandit never visited Vrindavan now. Srila Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur points out that we have no authorized documents stating that these exalted personalities visited Vrindavan. Nonetheless, we find many non-devotees, Mayavadi sannyasis, Prakriti Sahajas, fruit of workers, mental speculators, and many others with material motives going to Vrindavan to live. Many of these people go there to solve their economic problems by becoming beggars. Although anyone living in Vrindavan somehow or other is benefited, the real Vrindavan is appreciated only by a pure devotee. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. When one has purified eyes, he can see that Vrindavan and the original Goloka Vrindavan planet, the spiritual sky, are identical. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Sri Bhagavan Das Babaji Maharaj, and Sri Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and later Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur of Calcutta, always engaged in Namabhajan and certainly did not live anywhere but Vrindavan. Presently, the members of the Hare Krishna movement throughout the world live in materially opulent cities like London, New York, Los Angeles, Paris, Moscow, Zurich, and Stockholm. However, we are satisfied with following the steps of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other acharyas, because we live in temples of Radha and Krishna and continuously hold Harinam Sankirtan, the chanting of Hare Krishna. We consequently live in Vrindavan and nowhere else. We also are following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by attempting to construct a temple in Vrindavan for disciples throughout the world to visit. E agi aila prabhu vasara charimas, e charimas karya nila chalavas. Taking this opportunity, Gadadhar Pandit said, just now, the 4 months of the rainy season have begun. You should therefore spend the next 4 months in Jagannath Puri. Bachase Ariba ye tomaraman apana echaya chala rahik ke karivaran. After remaining here for 4 months, you'll be free to do as you like. Actually, no one can stop you from going or remaining. Shunisa bhakta kahe prabhura karan charane sabara sabkar icha pandita kaila nivadane.
Upon hearing this statement, the devotees present at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stated that Ganadhar Pandit had properly presented their desire.
Sabar ichai prabhu chari masa rahila shuni prataparuja anandita haila.
Being requested by all the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to remain at Jagannath Puri for 4 months. Hearing this, King Prataparudra became very happy.
Sedin Gadadhar Kaila Nimantrana Tanha Bhiksha Kaila Prabhulana Bhaktagana.
That day, Gadadhar Pandit extended his invitation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord took his lunch at his place with other devotees.
Bhikshate Panditarera Sneha Prabhu Ashwadanu Manushera Shakte Dui Nayaya Varan.
No ordinary human being could possibly describe Gadadhar Pandit's affectionate presentation of food, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tasting this food.
E mata gora lila ananta apar sankshepe kahi kaha naya vistar.
In this way, Kishore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes, which are unlimited and unfathomable. Somehow or other, they have briefly been described. It's not possible to describe all of them elaborately.
So, Hashavanare kahi apane ananta tabu eka lila tenho nahi payanta.
Although Lord Anantadev is always describing the pastimes of the Lord with his thousands of mouths, he cannot reach an end to even one of those Lord's pastimes.
Sri Rupa Raghunath Pale Yara Asha Sri Chaitanya Charitrita Kahe Krishna Dasa.
Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, 16th chapter, describing the Lord's Chaitanya's attempt to go to Vrindavan.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki!
The Lord traveling, attempting to travel, and the Lord traveling to Vrindavan ki! So next chapter, the Lord travels to Vrindavan. So hopefully now we all have inspiration. We can all go to Vrindavan.
Srila Prabhupada ki!